We're joined now by Richard Allen, assistant to the president for national security affairs at the beginning of President Reagan's first term. Before that, he advised Mr. Reagan on foreign affairs. Mr. Allen, you were a White House advisor on that day when President Ronald Reagan was shot and wounded. That was March of 1981. What do you remember from that day?
Oh, I remember vividly all of it. I remember the confusion in the White House when I returned minutes after the shooting and the president had been taken to GW Hospital. I then took senior members of the cabinet down to the Situation Room and began organizing, taking an inventory of just what was involved here, whether it was a conspiracy wider than one person, a lone assassin, or whether it was something more significant, given the profound dangers abounding in international affairs at that time. I remember all of it. I went to the hospital that evening and saw Jim Brady, looked in on the president.
Jim Brady was horribly wounded when the president was shot and has never completely recovered from that.
That's correct. I was also falsely informed that Jim Brady had died and announced it to my colleagues in
right.
the Situation Room.
I remember that. But the president not only bounced back because of his great good health, you know, which has enabled him to live to such a great age, even with a grave disease, but he bounced back politically from that event.
What he did, he bounced back politically from lots of events. I can remember standing in New Hampshire in boots covering us during the primaries of 1980, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, I was there.
You were indeed, and there was a small gaggle of reporters at the time, and many of you and your colleagues thought that Ronald Reagan didn't stand a prayer because we had six candidates in the race at the time. Reagan came a long way and was one of the fondest memories that I have of the many, many hours I spent with him here and abroad, including but not limited to taking him to his first trip ever to Germany in 1978 and having him say, Mr. Gorbachev, well, not Mr. Gorbachev, but this time saying, turning to me and saying, we have to find a way to knock down this wall. And 9 years later saying the same thing, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. He had a consistency about him, a marvelous consistency of purpose, an enormous amount of information, and what he liked most always was to be underestimated, principally by his enemies, his adversaries, as he would call them, and also by the media.
Mr. Allen, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate this.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Richard Allen, he was an assistant to the President for National Security Affairs at the beginning of President Reagan's first term.